This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I used to have a song that I played on the air when we were going into Iraq. Bomb, 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 Iraq. Bomb, 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 Iraq. Remember that? Anybody remember? Jennifer, were you around?
I remember that. Remember that?
Bomb, 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 bomb. Yeah, all right. So here we are to drop a bomb or two or three or four. That is in an esoteric way on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the bomb. Or was it a bomb? There aren't really bombs, but there is sometimes, well, you can use that word. It's a euphemism for something, some explosive information. So where are we when it comes to the explosive information, Jennifer? Do we have some? Any?
Well, there
lots?
Everything's bombshell. I was, you know, I was away for a little while.
Did you ladies know that Jennifer was gone?
I was away for a little while, and I totally tuned out from the news. On purpose, I just wanted a break from politics.
Things haven't changed much at all.
No, in fact, we went retroactive. We're back to Russian agents again. Hillary Clinton calling Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset. It's like, it was like nothing much changed. And by the way, I was in Hawaii. I was in Maui. And one of my friends on the island, Joey McAdington, he's a wonderful restaurateur.
I thought you were going to say Joey McIntyre, and I got excited.
Oh, no, McAdaining's way better than McIntyre.
He comes up on one of the stations.
He does, 95.6 or 7. And he said, I listen to the DJV show every single morning because he's up early getting prepped for the day's work. So I have to say hi to Joey because I love him.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Joey.
Good he likes the show. Anyway.
Amazing how that works, isn't it?
I know.
A few more stories about people who like the program, or do you want to talk about who likes or doesn't like Trump?
Okay, we can do that. Right to business. All right.
So
yesterday, more testimony, as Victoria said before we started, CNN says bombshell testimony from CNN. Everything's a bombshell or breaking news, that's for sure. There was testimony from another U.S. diplomat with knowledge of the situation of the phone call between Ukraine's President Zelensky and President Trump that said Adam Schiff got this witness to admit that Trump was withholding military money, that this guy testified under oath or in this deposition with the intention to testify under oath, that Trump was withholding military money unless Ukraine cooperated with his request to get information on Joe Biden. Now, a lot of media outlets are calling this a bombshell. We'll see
bombshell.
If it is a bombshell. Right.
Kaboom.
Now, it's a story like all of the other ones that are adding up until I think Democrats actually launch an official impeachment inquiry until this actually starts taking shape. It's hard to say what really is a bombshell and what's not, especially when you have a transcript and a president of Ukraine who was saying, hey, there was no quid pro quo. President Trump in the transcript never said he was withholding military money to get information. I think the big mistake here, and I was thinking about this a lot on my way back, is that Democrats, I think, in the mainstream media are trying to frame this as President Trump's attempt to look ahead to the 2020 election to try to take down Joe Biden. But what I think, if you really listen to what Trump was saying, if you listen to his interview with Sean Hannity that he did on Monday night.
No. The president did an interview with Sean Hannity?
I know, imagine that. For the full hour. But if you listen to what he was saying, he's still talking about it in the context of the 2016 election. So the fact that Democrats are trying to paint this as Trump trying to take down his opponent for 2020. I don't believe that to be true. President Trump is still obsessed with the fact that he was a target of an investigation for 3+ years now that included wiretapping him and some of the people closest to him in 2016. He's still thinking back to that election. And I don't think that's a far stretch for people when you realize the president has a huge ego, which we can all acknowledge. He doesn't like the fact that he was felt targeted or going after this feeling like he was the subject of this investigation for no reason. And he's still going back to that and the ties from the Obama administration out, the tentacles. That's why he was looking into the corruption in Ukraine. It wasn't forward thinking. It was actually backward thinking. And I think that's the biggest thing the Democrats are trying to twist right now, and the media as well, trying to make it look like he's taking down Joe Biden. He mentioned Greg Jarrett, whose reporting is all about the 2016 election, when he was talking about this phone call with Sean Hannity on Monday night. He's looking backwards. He wants to know why he was the target of this, and he's not thinking about 2020 yet. That could be a problem for him, but I think that's what we have to realize in looking at just how damaging this Ukraine call really was.
Okay.
But why would he mention Burisma? I don't get that part.
Why would he?
What's
Burisma? On that call. That's the company that Biden sat on the board of.
Because
that had nothing to do with the 2016.
But that was part,
whatever you want to call it.
No, but the corruption that dated back prior to 2016, even the corruption that Ukraine was accused of. It gets kind of weedy after this, but the president had just had a conversation with the Hungarian prime minister, who was talking with Trump again about all of the corruption and why they don't financially support Ukraine in a more robust way. And so Donald Trump is then saying, okay, well, I just have this in my brain. The Hungarian prime minister just told me about this. The reporting between, whether you think it's true or not, the reporting has existed that Hunter Biden inappropriately benefited from his position on the board of Burisma and from his trip with Joe Biden to China. And so the president's like, okay, there's more corruption with tentacles back to the Obama administration. I think that's why this was part of the focus.
Okay. Other than the base, who really cares about any of this stuff, honestly, really and truly? And I ask that question because I see there's a new podcast that's starting today. It is starring former chief strategist Steve Bannon. Is it Bannon or Bannon? Bannon, right?
Bannon.
Yeah. The show, he says, will be totally about the impeachment process and will air on stations in Virginia and Florida starting today and will be a podcast as well. So...
Where does he stand with Trump now?
Bannon.
I really don't know. Actually, I don't know that they talked.
If Trump watched the PBS special that was on last night on night, that wasn't, what's the thing that Will Lyman hosts? Frontline. There was a Frontline special on Trump. Ha! What a surprise! They did a thing on Trump, and it was all about his early advisors like Bannon. And the attorney general, what's his face? What was the guy? And who was going to run
Sessions?
Bannon was trying to find a presidential candidate before Trump came around. That really was the focus of the whole thing. And then, you know, how these people were all eliminated. But Sessions was one of the people that he wanted to make president or try to run for president. And then when you look at the strong group of advisors, I use that word advisedly, they were all these Bannon guys that were trying to run for president. He couldn't get to run for president, so he got Trump to put him into cabinet positions. That was fascinating. And then they all have been dispatched, if you will. The thing was very, I'm sure they'll be on again, but another page in the media's, I don't know if it's a war against Trump, whatever it is, it is. And, you know what I also think has been pretty overcooked here? You tell me what you think. The whole coverage of whether or not the Trump Resort should host the G7 summit next year, and then Trump says he's not going to do that or it won't happen.
Well, even Republicans who support him said that was not okay to do. You cannot have a property that the president owns and still benefits and makes money off of hosting all of those world leaders.
He says he was doing it at cost, and everything else would be more expensive.
Come on.
He was saving the country.
He knows the value of publicity, though. I mean, that's... That was ridiculous.
I agree with what he said. He doesn't need it, though. He doesn't need the publicity. I agree to
yes,
some
he
extent
does.
That
he
it
always
was,
needs publicity. he thrives
I think he's
on
the
it.
Most. I think he's the most over publicized president
ever.
That we've ever had.
And
yeah,
he
I
loves
mean,
it.
Everybody. Well, he might love it, but I don't know that the
there's too much focus on it. It takes
more.
All
right.
the air out of the room. Nobody talks.
There
or
is so many more
anything.
Important issues.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's talk about a couple of those issues, shall we? As we have time here, a couple of minutes on Iraq and. The troops that are coming from Syria, how does Iraq say they can't stay if we have a base there? What is it? What do we have some agreement with Iraq? The statement was, quote, all U.S. forces that withdraw from Syria received approval to enter the Kurdistan region so that they could be transported outside Iraq. There is no permission granted for them to stay there. What, about 1,000 troops or so have been taken out so far, and sooner or later another 5,000, 6,000 are going. So what's this all about, and why is it an issue? I didn't. We have a base there, right? So is there some limit according to our agreement with Iraq as to how many soldiers can actually be in Iraq at one time or another?
I would just imagine if they would see it as a buildup of military if they didn't move the military members through.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it is? Is it?
No.
No.
I actually think the idea is to pull out more. From what I hear, the people around Trump and the Pentagon are actually preparing to pull out more troops in other places of Afghanistan and Iraq. So
yeah.
I don't
the
think
the Pentagon has made plans for more Afghanistani troops to be withdrawn. And that's so where are all these troops going to go? What are they going to do? We have all these going to be mustered out.
Sent back home, which is a
good but when then what do we do with them then? Just you send them out? Well, they're no longer needed in a theater of war, so what are we going to do? Have them sit around the bases and wait for the next bomb to drop? What do we,
yeah,
what do
I think
do?
That's what they're going to do. They'll do crossword puzzles and wait. No, there's plenty of stuff that they can do.
What?
I would imagine. I don't know.
What? What do they do?
Whatever they do, better to get them out of the theater of war, right? Than it
yeah, well, it's
like
better to not have some... I wonder, if I were taking calls, I would ask for a call right now from somebody that was in the service as to what they're going... to do. Maybe it just keeps people from having, what, how many, there's some soldiers who've had 3, 4, 5 tours in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and the same thing in Iraq, 3, 4, 5 tours in Iraq, and it's caused PTSD and all kinds of other things, so maybe it just, maybe it just calms that down. I'm curious, though, as to what we do with all these men and women.
The secretary eventually said he wants to transport them back home, so I guess they'll be in the Middle East for a while. Moving.
What do they do at
around,
home? What do they do when they come home?
Are they
out of uniform? They just go.
This isn't
find a
new.
Job.
There are inactive duty troops all over the world.
Well, there are stationed in Germany and Japan and
right.
Any
so
place
what are they
Africa,
doing?
So
I guess that's the question. Whatever they're doing, these troops might be doing in the future.
Tiddlywinks. Sounds like a tiddlywinker, if you will. It's just we spend so much money on this stuff, training them. It's just sort of shame we spend so much for war. And we're not even at wartime. I think, Jennifer, you said a couple of weeks ago, we're more at peace now than we have been, using the term figuratively, than we have been in recent history, like since, the real war in Iraq? It seems hard to believe when there's so much focus on these people, but what are they doing when they are there? I guess that's the question. Here's a question about weight. Would you like to lose some weight? How many of you out there, raise your hands, please, would like to lose maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds? Maybe you'd like to lose 25, 30 pounds. Maybe you'd like to lose more than that, and you've been frustrated because you can't find something that actually works. And definition of work is you lose the weight and you keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in, which is America's first choice for weight loss, healthy weight loss, because the main ingredients are all natural collagen. There's aloe vera in it. There are all kinds of... Look at the bottle. And the collagen peptides are the best at losing weight. So let's take some Calitrin, get on the program, lose the weight, keep it off. Right now, there's a special Halloween deal that you can get. People starting to go on the diets now. Huge Halloween special this week and next week before Halloween at Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code also for free shipping. Lose the weight guaranteed or your money back the natural way with Calitrin.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
October 23rd edition. Jennifer, we're two-thirds of the way through the month, by the way.
I know, it's almost Halloween.
Yes, Halloween, spooky time. And so in the music world, we have, as usual, a focus on a couple of people, a couple of artists that have something in common, in a manner of speaking. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd are in an exclusive club of the world of children. Maren and her husband, who's a songwriter named Ryan Hurd, they have announced that they're expecting their first child, and it's a boy!
Where is she going to put it?
Next year.
I know, right?
She is so tiny.
Is she? I don't know.
Yeah, she's probably, like 5'2"? She's real short and pretty skinny, too.
And maybe 52
she look like
pounds.
Chenoweth?
5'2
like,
and 52 pounds.
Is it like Chenoweth? She's kind of small.
I think she's a little 4'11". Taller. Yeah, she's a tiny bit bigger, but...
Ah. The irony is just too rich that after having a year of living in the girl headspace, the universe would give us a baby boy to even things out. See you in 2020, little one. That was what Morris wrote on her Instagram, referring to her girl album that she released earlier this year. Morris and Hurd got married in March of last year. A couple first met when they were both up-and-coming songwriters in Nashville's music scene. And Maren Morris attributes much of her newfound confidence in the music on her acclaimed sophomore album, Girl, to her more content life since settling in with Hurd. What kind of a life did she have before that? Was she wild Indian? Or what was her rap?
A discontented life, apparently.
Discontent, yes.
Just starting to get big in the music industry, so, you know, she got, like, a ton of good press from her first album, and she was out touring, and I'm sure she was going, you know, a little wild after that.
Really? Okay. So, they have known since before they wed that they planned to start a family, but she wasn't pregnant when they got married, apparently, because she's just... How far along is she?
Probably first trimester. She's got a little bump in the picture.
Oh. Back
usually
in January.
Don't announce before that because it's, you know, not safe yet.
Right. She told people if you're going to get married, you have to have those talks beforehand, and I definitely know that I want a family, and he'd be such an amazing dad. He's such a kid himself. I love his family. He loves my family. So we've definitely had those conversations, and they've been really fun and exciting. It sort of reminds me of the conversation around my son's wedding. That's nice. That's good. Okay, so Maren Morris, congratulations to you as the expected one. 26 and change after the hour here. Next up musically is Lauren Elena, who says she finds some peace in the wake of a big loss in her new song, The Other Side, written as a tribute to her late stepfather, Sam Ramker. In the Dancing with the Stars episode the other night, she and her partner, Gleb, who's he? What's his deal?
The guy who's the professional dancer from the show that they assigned to each.
All right. Yeah. Has he been on the show all along?
Is what?
Has Gleb been around all along?
I don't know. I haven't seen the show in years.
Yeah, neither. I think I maybe watched 5 minutes of it until I got annoyed with that English judge, and then that was the end of it. I do like Bergeron. But the rest of it all seems to be kind of contrived. All right, anyway. She said that she wanted to create a song that did him justice. This is a reference again to Sam Ramker. He couldn't hear me sing without crying because he was so proud of me. I wrote this song so he can live on and never be forgotten. So is this good? Do you like this song, The Other Side?
Yeah, it's for her daddy.
Stepfather.
Yeah.
She's going to go back on the road next February with Blake Shelton as part of the Friends and Heroes Tour. Lauren Elena. 28 past the hour. Our focus on music for this hour here on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history, and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The hour on the Wednesday program. It's October the 23rd here on the DJV Extravaganza with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. We were talking about Bannon producing a podcast, and now I notice that Ronan Farrow is going to produce the Catch and Kill podcast.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That's his new book.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It just sounds so violent.
It does. But it's all about the, well,
it's catching and killing news stories.
Yeah.
That's all the Me Too stuff that got squashed by different outlets.
The book is called Catch and Kill, Lies, Spies, and a Conspiracy to Protect Predators. Mm-hmm. So they're all, the podcast's all about these predators that he knows. That could be a lengthy podcast, right? If you took one person and did a story on them, I would think that would be kind of a line. Is anybody doing a podcast on Brexit? That's what I want to know. Podcasting.
Maybe in the UK.
It's pretty dramatic, yeah.
It is kind of, right. So what's the latest with boring Boris there, Victoria?
He's not that boring lately. This is, we're kind of getting down to the wire. So October 31st is the initial, that was the date that Brexit was supposed to happen. That will not happen now. Boris Johnson does not have the support from the government to move forward with that. So he begrudgingly agreed to ask the EU for an extension. And right now we're actually waiting for the EU to decide on an extension. And it looks like they will grant it. But now it's going to, Matt, the big issue right this second, and literally they are convening in Parliament as we speak, it's the timeline. How long will the extension go? Now, Boris Johnson says he will not allow this to go on for months and months of this sort of in limbo. And he said if that is what the EU comes back with, then he's going to make good on his promise to call for a general election. So they love having elections in the UK.
They do, okay.
And so apparently that's what's going to happen. That's what he's threatening to do. Now, last night he proposed his Brexit timetable, and that was voted down. So he, at this point, he is now walking into Parliament, and he's going to face questioning. So I don't know if he's actually going to give answers about, because there are so many things that are still up in the air. How this is going to affect workers, how this is going to affect unions, how it will affect transporting of all kinds of goods and services, and where the hard border is going to be, if the customs is going to take place midway in the Irish Sea. That's another thing that's been proposed. So there are still so many details that are not worked out. And if he really did, as they call it, crash out of the EU on the 31st, it would pretty much spell a disaster for the UK and for their economy. Yeah. They still have not figured out what to do with the Irish border.
Isn't it funny how stubborn some of these politicians are?
Yeah, he wants to just shove it down everyone's throat.
So why is that? Well, this is the end of his career. The end of.
But he doesn't think so. He thinks this is going to put him in the history books like he's the new Winston Churchill. By the way, he is obsessed with. No, but here's the thing. He's obsessed with Winston Churchill. And so, like, he really fashions himself to be the next Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill, instrumental in forming, the Alliance of Nations, and now Boris Johnson wants to be the new guy who's going to take the UK out of the EU, and that he's going to go down in history books as the greatest thing ever. So that's what he's going to push for. And I don't think he's ever going to give up on that.
Really? All right. Well, this kind of. Do I care? Yes, I do care about it. There's something.
Well, we all care just because of the effect it will have on world markets, and I think everyone should care because of that.
English, we have a camaraderie with the
and they have, yes, exactly. They're one of our closest allies, so it is absolutely worth paying attention to for sure.
All right, Washington won 5-4 in the first World Series game. Anybody watch it last night?
I did not watch it, but I'm rooting for Washington. So yay.
Wow, who beat the who pushed out
the Dodgers?
Los Angeles, Houston?
Nationals.
So you're just
actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Not a spoiled sport. So thanks for saying that. No, I'm actually. You know what? The Dodgers imploded. The Nationals did really not beat them in their series. The Dodgers imploded. Now that gave the Nationals this bump. They were able to knock out the Cardinals without. Yeah, right. The Cardinals were knocked out without even putting up a fight. So I think you know what? Go Nationals. This is your year. Plus, I cannot stand the Astros. So woo.
Yay. Yeah, so Nationals got lots of new fans this week too because the Astros have this. Astros are having their own implosion with domestic violence and all kinds of stuff going on with their team.
But how seriously, Kara, do you take a team that plays at Minuteman Park, a Minute Maid Park, the orange juice? Huh?
I mean,
that's what they call them.
The Astros. Every park has a stupid
every park
name,
is
so.
Named something dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that really? Okay. I didn't know that. Okay, what do we have tonight? The Astros and the Nationals. Is the money on? Where's our betting guy, Adam? Where's he? Okay, we should put him to the test on this to find out where the money is. Is it on the Nationals or is it on the Astros?
I don't know the answer, but I would imagine it's on the Nationals. The Astros looked good against the Yankees. I'm surprised the Yankees didn't beat them. But yeah. I think the Nationals really, they've got this momentum that's moving.
Yeah.
So.
It would seem like that, like the Patriots do. Although, did Belichick ran out the clock? I saw something about that. Anybody?
I love the sports report.
I know.
Belichick ran out of the
Wait, everybody knows who listens to this program that nobody really is into sports, or I just find...
But you ask us questions that we don't know the answers to.
And by the way, I actually am into sports, and I think Victoria is into sports, but...
Yeah, the only thing I saw about the Bill Belichick thing was that he his team got two penalties that whatever team they were playing against decided not to.
It's the Giants, and he beat the hell out of them, so he doesn't care what he is.
Oh, the Giants got slaughtered. Yeah, that's, oh my gosh. And that also happened, like, didn't that happen on Sunday?
It's Monday Night Football.
Okay. I'm glad we're so timely with our fake report.
Actually, it was not. The Patriots did not play on Monday night.
Yeah, they did.
It was either Sunday or Monday, because Lewis is a Giants fan. He watched the game. So one of those 2 days. I don't remember which.
Oh, it was Monday night.
Either way, not timely.
Let's go back
and not accurate is our report. That's the name of our report. Not timely and not accurate.
Well, thank you. That's very nice to know.
Yeah.
The British
we're all a part
police
of it.
Back in England, British police found 39 bodies in a truck container. Did you see that? From the bodies that were in a container that come into a ship from... I'm not sure where it was, from Bulgaria, that's where it was, came into Southampton, put it on a truck, just like, you know, how you put carriers that come off a ship onto a truck to be delivered, and somehow or other the truck container was open, and a man from Northern Ireland was driving, I think he got arrested. So this is really kind of this is the real news in England, I think, today, other than Brexit. 39 people in a container. And you know there was containers coming across the border into America every day and elsewhere. The transfer of human cargo like that, just when you get down to the nitty gritty, how much of that stuff is going on? Just
well, is this a refugee situation or stowaways or something? Is that what you're saying?
No,
or do
I think
we not know.
There were the speculation. There's speculation, but it hasn't been proven yet that they're coming in to England for you know to be illegals. Like what do we call? The people who come in from Mexico, other than illegals, they were coming here
migrants.
Yeah, migrants. I guess that is the right word for it. Yeah, they were trying to illegally enter the country to get into England, and more of the same. Now, I don't know whether they were from the Middle East. Remember what happened about 20 years ago? About 50, I think, were 50 some odd people who came into England the same way, but it's basically trafficking. You pay X amount of dollars, and they put you on a truck, and they bring you in here or there in this circumstance. So, just you know, they're promised a better life, I guess, than much as anything else. Wow. Whew. Those things like that really do take the wind out of my sails. Today, but this will fix it, it's Boston Cream Pie Day. Boston cream pie goes back to 1856, being whipped up at a restaurant inside of the Parker House here in Boston, the oldest hotel in Boston. The French chef's name was Sanzin, who was hired to create a restaurant menu by the founder of the hotel, Mr. Harvey Parker. Obviously, that's why it's called the Parker House. The hotel opened the previous year. Pie was the first reference in print that was promoted in the New York Herald. Although the original building of the hotel no longer exists in Park Square, as a matter of fact, and the Omni Parker is what it's called now. Boston cream pie is not actually a pie, but it's a cake, although it is served in wedges as if it were a pie. Anybody here like Boston cream pie? Have you had Boston cream pie? Two layers of sponge cake. You know, it's too, what, too sweet? Very sweet.
No, I don't like custardy. I don't like custard stuff. Yeah.
No, I do, actually. They had a birthday party last night for Sneaker and had a nice piece of marble cake. It was very good. Meanwhile, back to the custard filling. When it was first created, Boston cream pie was first created, chocolate icing was kind of unique, mainly being used in pudding or in drinks at the time. The dessert was known as chocolate cream pie because of the icing. Today, sometimes known as Parker House chocolate pie. I've never heard it referred to that way at all, ever. It's interesting. Back in 1996, Boston cream pie became the official dessert of Massachusetts after beating out Indian pudding. Only because it's politically incorrect to call it Indian pudding. Could call it the Native American
pudding. Indian pudding, by the way.
Indian pudding is like a, it's a, it's not like, it is sort of, it's a mixture of lots of different fruits. Sometimes I've seen Indian pudding with vegetables in it, made that way, almost like a quiche, if you will. Have you never had Indian pudding?
No.
Not, I don't like it particularly. I do like Toll House cookies, and those are supposed to be a native Massachusetts fare. So there's that story. In entertainment news, I wanted your take, Jennifer, on Shepard Smith. I don't know if this is entertainment or not. It's kind of in a manner of speaking. Leaving Fox News.
Yeah, what, that surprised people.
He's been there 23 years. What was his beef? Do you know what he...
You know, it still isn't really clear, at least what I've heard. I was actually still in town the day he left, and I had the TV on, and I heard him say, I have to take 3 minutes for a personal. I went, uh-oh. Turned up the volume, and he said that he was leaving, that after he went to management at Fox, he wanted to be released from his contract. He said they asked him not to go, and he considered and then said he wanted to go, and that he had more more to come, basically, but that because of a non-compete clause, he'd be off the air for a while. I have a feeling he'll end up at one of the mainstream networks, not necessarily CNN or MSNBC, but probably it could be CBS, NBC, ABC, maybe in the evening. I don't know.
I thought he said his contract, he had a non-compete for a long time. So
he said, you won't see me for a while. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have, hey, when I'm done with this, let's go.
Well, he could also be an anchor.
Someone else leaving another network.
He could be an anchor in a major newscast in a big city like L.A. or New York.
Yeah, that would surprise me more. I would feel like that would maybe be a step backwards for him since he... but who knows? I mean, who knows where he'll end up.
Some of those guys get paid as well, if not better, than the anchors that are on some of the national networks.
Yeah, I mean, what was sad about... I think Shepard Smith was one of the best news guys in the business, but like many people with Trump, he just couldn't help himself, and he would opine quite a bit. Mm. And maybe he wants to continue his credit. I don't know. I don't know exactly what his reasoning was, but it was obviously time for him to go, so...
Yeah. All right,
he surprised everybody. Neil Cavuto was, like, blubbering all over himself right after he threw to him. Yeah.
He's blubbering anyway. It's time for us to have 30 seconds worth of what's on TV tonight.
All right, a series premiere on PBS called Life from Above, which should be pretty good. You can see very stunning satellite images of the Earth from space. That's on PBS tonight at 10. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's on FXX at 10, new episode. A series premiere of The Cry on Sundance TV. That's based on the novel. You can check that out at 11 o'clock tonight on Sundance. And, of course, you've got game number 2 of the World Series that happens tonight on Fox.
Americans' pursuit for free and accessible celebrity content puts their digital lives at risk, according to this info from Andy Solomon.
For the 13th year, McAfee researched which stars generate the riskiest results that could potentially expose their fans to malicious websites and viruses. This time, Gilmore Girls star Alexis Bledel is the 2019 McAfee Most Dangerous Celebrity, followed by talk show host James Corden and Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner. Gary Davis, chief consumer security evangelist at McAfee, explains.
Consumers may not be fully aware that searching online for their favorite celebrities could put them at risk. Cybercriminals lure unsuspecting fans to malicious websites that may install malware or steal personal information and passwords.
According to Davis, users should wait for the official release of movie previews instead of visiting a third-party website. They should also refrain from using illegal streaming sites.
The best way to prevent malware, phishing attacks, and other threats is by getting a cybersecurity solution or web reputation tool that alerts users when they are about to go to a malicious website.
For more information, visit McAfee.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do, Let's move ourselves right into some tech info, shall we, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
First focus is on Spotify. What are they doing that's good for their subscribers?
Well, if you are a Spotify Premium subscriber, then you can have a free Google Home Mini. And this is happening right now through November 15th or until supplies run out. The deal is for the previous generation of Google's smallest smart speaker. Say that three times fast. It's not the brand new Nest Mini, but if you qualify for the Spotify Premium deal, then it's a great way to save $50 on a smart speaker as part of your monthly subscription to Spotify. So here's how to claim it. If you're already a Spotify Premium subscriber, just log in to your Spotify account, and you can, once you're logged in, click to select to see if you have an individual or family plan, and then that will ensure that you have reserved your free Google Home Mini, and then you'll get an email confirming it. They'll send you to the Google site, and you can pick the color of the one that you want. Now, not every Spotify Premium user is eligible for this. Some circumstances will rule you out. Users with free trials are not eligible, so you can't just sign up for a free premium trial and then get a free Google Home Mini. You have to actually have already been a subscriber. If you are on the premium student plan, sorry, you also do not qualify for the Google Home Mini. And if you got one last year through the promotion, you won't be able to get another one. But for many Spotify premium users, though, it is a great deal because most people have an Alexa, and so most people don't have the Google Home Mini, but it gets very good reviews from tech reporters. So might be something you want to check out.
All right, there's a good... a little good advice. Smart technology company Level Home has created a brand new smart lock. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out. Smart locks are pretty common these days, giving users a digital means of operating the lock on the front door that allows them to forget the old-fashioned key. The issue has been all of them require either a complete replacement of an old lock or covering it with some weird mechanical clunky box. Two former Apple employees decided to do something different, launching Level Home. Now, this is a new digital lock that only replaces the guts of the existing lock, allowing homeowners to retain the aesthetics of their existing setup, but adding the convenience of a remote operation. Level uses Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and will allow access to visitors to operate the lock simply by sending them a text. Level arrives in January, and we've posted a link about it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
All right, more on that celebrity computer malware story.
Mm-hmm.
This is affecting a lot of people who are celebrities, right?
Well, it's affecting people who Google celebrities. It's not the celebrities themselves. So actress Alexis Bledel, who starred in Gilmore Girls and The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, she is now officially considered to be the most dangerous celebrity for your cybersecurity. Now, this comes from McAfee is the cybersecurity firm. They have dubbed Alexis Bledel the most dangerous celebrity on the internet in 2019. No other celebrity was more likely to land users on websites that carry viruses or malware. After Alexis, coming in number two, is talk show host James Corden, and followed by Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner, who also married Joe Jonas this year, so she's had a lot of people Googling her, and of course the finale of Game of Thrones.
So what happens?
Well, let me go through the list for. So Anna Kendrick, actress Lupita Nyong'o, Jimmy Fallon, actor Jackie Chan, rappers Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj, and finally Marvel actress Tessa Thompson rounds out the top 10. Now, if you are Googling any of those 10 people, you have to be very careful about the links that you choose to click on when your search results come up, because hackers attach malware and malicious links to those famous names, hoping that fans searching for videos like Doug often does will fall for the clickbait, and once you click on it, it's too late. Then you've already got a virus. And so one of the things that McAfee really wants everyone to do, make sure all of your security updates are as up to date as possible, and you have to just be really, really careful of what you're clicking on. Now, if you're searching for James Corden or Jimmy Fallon's show, a lot of people land on those videos from their shows, and so you can have a lot of malware attached to that. Interest in Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, is what put Lupita Nyong'o high on the list this year as well. So be careful if you're trying to find the new Star Wars trailer. It's really, you just have to be very specific and very careful about what you're going to click on.
Isn't it a shame? So much good comes of having the technology that there's badness attached to it in certain ways.
Yep.
Just be the old caveat emptor. 59 after the hour on the DJV program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.